CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's Slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
Since the federal government has apologized to the LGBT community for discrimination, there's groups here in Winnipeg that are helping support people in the LGBT community, like the Winnipeg Transgender Support Group, which is led by Francis Ennis. So, Francis, could you let us know what the group is?
Formed back in about 1995, it was an effort by two members of the community to supply information to the rest of the community, because at that time there was very little anywhere.
What do people talk about in the meetings?
Our members tend to be more than 25, and I'm the senior member at 71. We're open to all transgender groups and the intersex group.
How do people adjust coming to the meetings?
When they first come to the support group, are extremely nervous and anxious. Normally, by the time a half an hour has passed at one of our meetings, they're quite relaxed.
A lot of people have a misconception of what transgender is. Could you, in your own words, explain what it is compared to what people think it is?
Several thousand of us in Manitoba, particularly people of my age, were brought up to believe that the transgender were really just a group of very homosexual people. But the sexual orientation has really got nothing to do with it. The reason that we're transgender is when the brains of males and females are hardwired differently. And during fetal development, what happens with the transgender people is there's a hormone imbalance, and our brains don't develop completely. As an average trans woman, half of their brain will be female, half of their brain will be male. But most importantly, the area of the brain where your identity resides is female. So you walking around in a brain thinking you're female, and your body's not agreeing with
you. In the group, what do people talk about during your meetings?
Try to have some outside presenter come on and you know, feed us with some information about whatever services they might provide. And then we'll have what we call a check-in, which is an opportunity for everybody in the room to speak about whatever issues are concerning them, or to ask questions of the group to get whatever information they might want.
How many people come to the meetings on a regular basis?
We usually get someplace between 18 and 25 people, and normally there's 2 to 3 new people every meeting.
If people wanted more about the support group or come to one of the meetings, how can they find that information?
They can get that information from our website, which is just Winnipeg Transgender Support Group.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.